Okay, good evening, everybody. What a zechus it is to be here tonight, this evening, learning together with everyone here. Especially nice to see some new faces to Thursday Night Live, who I'm sure are here maybe a little bit for the learning, a little bit more for the food, and certainly to honor Moshe and Susie Wiesel and family. You don't have to tell me which reason is the reason why you're here tonight. Tonight's shiur has been generously sponsored by Moshe and Susie Wiesel. In loving memory of Moshe's father, Yehoshua ben Menachem Zev, Olav HaShalom, whose yahrzeit is tonight, today, Bo Bayom. When I asked Eli to tell me a little bit about his grandfather, Eli said, "If you know my dad, you know my grandfather." So we could speak probably for hours about Moshe, what your father must have been, but a quiet and passionate person, with always with a smile. Judaism was the most important thing. Lived with simplicity, but to doing the right thing and davening and Tehillim. And Eli has many fond memories of spending time with your father, and certainly all that you do for the community, your learning, your chesed, tzedaka, and providing us with amazing children and grandchildren in the community should elevate his neshama in a very serious way. We thank you. We thank you very much. Tonight's shiur is on Kiddush Levana, which will be zoche, hopefully, with Siyata Deshmaya to do this coming Motzei Shabbos. For those who are new to Thursday Night Live, we try to take topics, things that we do, and maybe we take for granted, or at least I'm speaking for myself, don't sufficiently understand what it's about, and try to blend halacha and machshava and deepen our understanding so that what we do is not meaningless, but is meaningful. Kiddush Levana, this might be a two or three part shiur. There are a lot of details, a lot of pratim, which should be discussed, which we're not going to get to tonight, and I apologize if you were looking for information on that. There's a big discussion whether women should say Kiddush Levana or not. Jeffrey Berg just said it was on the OU list of shiurim. That's a topic that's discussed. Shalom Aleichem, one person three times, three people one time. Why are we saying Shalom Aleichem? That we're not going to discuss tonight. Whether you should do it right away, if it's or wait until Motzei Shabbos. That's a fascinating conversation. Zrizim Makdimin L'mitzvos versus why we do that Motzei Shabbos, which we'll get to. A fascinating question was asked. That we say in Kiddush Levana, Kishem Kishem Shani Ruk, Eini Yachal and Galbach. I forgot the exact language. Kishem Shani Ruk, Eini Yachal and Galbach, Kach Lach Yuchal Kol and Vailan Gobi Lera. I can't touch you. Well, that's not true. They went to the moon. So they asked the Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky back then, how can we say this prayer? It's not true. It's fascinating. We're not going to get to that either. There's a lot we're not going to get to. So what are we going to get to? I want to understand what exactly we're doing. Kiddush Levana is something that confuses some people. In fact, this past Shabbos, someone came over to me and said, "You have to record this year. I can't come, but I want to come." He said, I don't do Kiddush Levana. Like, okay. He goes, "It's not Avodah Zarah. We're praying to the moon. That's not what we believe in. What are we doing? We're dancing. We're praying to the moon." And I want to understand a little bit what we're doing. The first thing is, why is it called Kiddush Levana? What Kiddush is there? What do we do? It's a bracha. It's a bracha. There are some other tefillos that we say. We're not going to get through the text of the tefillah tonight. Hopefully next. Why is it called Kiddush Levana? So we're not really being Mekadesh L'Chodesh. They were many, should I do it? Many moons ago, they were, listen, when you get Simcha, they infuse you with corniness, you know? Many years ago. So this was a question that was asked. If you take a look at source number one, Pete asks, the truest Maharshag says that his son asked him, "Why is it called Kiddush Levana? There's no Kiddush here." And look what he says in the fourth line. The Gimgim Hulomar, he said, "The toast, not Falbusvarim. Uba Kriyas Olam." There's a mistake. Not just in Svarim, but in what people call it. Vitzarech Lomar, Kiddush Levana. Really, it was supposed to be Kiddush Levana from Kiddush, new. The new moon. The bracha is that the moon is renewed. So it should have been called Chiddush HaChodesh. What happened? the Nafal toast, Tachas a Ches Kuf, they made a mistake, and instead of putting a Ches under Chiddush, they put a Kuf for Kiddush. He says, Omnam Lomar, Omnam Kasher Lomar, the toast, who hate. It's difficult to say it's a mistake. He says, you're right, in all of Shas, and in the Rambam, and the Rishonim, you don't find the phrase Kiddush HaChodesh. But he says in the Darkei Moshe, who's the Ramah, in the Beis Yosef of Yosef Cairo, in the Ramah himself, you see the language of Kiddush HaChodesh. So he says what Mel said, that it's a Zecher, or because it used to be called Kiddush HaChodesh, because they actually were Mekadish HaChodesh, so it became known colloquially as Kiddush Levana. Yeah, maybe compelling, maybe not, but I wanted just to mention that. I want to also, before we really start, address this Avodah Zarah piece. Because you find that the Rishonim and Achronim were sensitive to this point, that people might erroneously think there's Avodah Zarah. If you take a look in Source 2, the Shulchan Aruch, it's the Ramah writes, V'roked gimel pamim kinegda. We dance. We're talking more about dance tonight. We dance in Kiddush Levana. We dance. The Magen Avraham writes in Source 3, V'yizahar, but be very careful, shelo yichra, you shouldn't bow down when you dance, demechsi kikorea levana. It might look like you're bowing down to the moon. Rak zokef be'etzba osav, it doesn't mean your fingers, you shouldn't stand on your hands, it means the etzba osav, your aglam, your toes, you stand up straight and just jump straight. Don't bend your knees because it might look like you're doing a Avodah Zarah. Now we don't have that In a lot of other areas that we're worried that you're doing Avodah Zarah. We actually bow down in Aleinu. So because you're by the moon, we don't want people to think that you're doing Avodah Zarah, God forbid. The Be'er Halacha, one second, Barry. The Be'er Halacha, who's the Chafetz Chaim, says that's how we say Aleinu after Kiddush Levana. Why do we say Aleinu? Why do we say Aleinu? We davened already. We said Aleinu in Shul. Why are we saying Aleinu? Says the Be'er Halacha, because what do we say in Aleinu? We say, Hashem hu Elokim, b'shamayim imal v'al'aretz mitachas. It's God is above. Lest you think we're worshiping, we're praying to, we're offering some kind of service to the moon. We end with Aleinu, Hashem hu Elokim, b'shamayim imal v'al'aretz mitachas. There's a God. Which is also, when else do we do this? Bris Milah. We do Bris Milah after, we do Aleinu after the Bris Milah. For those who aren't talking and whispering, well, what was the name? I didn't hear. Why do we say Aleinu? The same reason. Lest the person think we're offering a sacrifice, or we're offering a child as a sacrifice. Aleinu. Aleinu Shabbat Alon Akol. Hashem Hu Elokim Bashamaya Mimal. So I'm just pointing out that you see that the Achronim were also sensitive to this. It's not, what is it? We'll get to in a couple minutes. But it's not at all Avodah Zarah. We're not praying to the moon. We're not bowing down to the moon. And be careful lest the person think that's what you're doing. Barry, you had something?
I was saying also when people are
it's a big discussion which way to face. I'm not getting to that. The details and some of the halachas we'll get to next time, hopefully, in Mirat Hashem, but that's another issue, which way to face, and it'll come up a little bit. It'll come up a little bit. So you find some very interesting and severe language when it comes to Kiddush Levana. The Magen Avraham in Source 6, it's the bottom of the first page of sources, it's listed as page 3. The Magen Avraham writes, Kishim Mekadshin Halavana, when you do Kiddush Levana, B'motzei Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, Tiyeh Hatzlacha, you'll have Hatzlacha. You'll have a good week, you'll have a good month. It'll be a good month. If it's covered, and there are months where you don't have the opportunity, certainly the months that we're approaching now, it can happen. If there's a month where the moon was covered and you were not able to say the bracha, lo yam utzlach, you won't have atzlacha. Dok v'tishkach, go and check. Now, I don't know if anyone's charted their life and their success in business. Erez, how many deals do you close on, months that you do Kiddush Levana versus not? I don't know. You could let us know. But the Magen Avraham says, you'll have Hatzlach if you do Kiddush Levana, and if not, not. The Be'er Hetev goes a step further. The Be'er Hetev writes that B'chodesh Echad Ira Shalom Nirachas HaLevana, the Levana wasn't there. V'lo Kitshu HaLevana Boshu HaChodesh. They didn't do Kiddush Levana. V'gaza Rav Echad Tainis HaLzeh. rabbi got up, I won't be doing this. A rabbi got up and he decreed that it was a fast day because we didn't get to do Kiddush Levana. The Ein Lo Amar L'Smoch. He was wrong, the Be'er Heitev says, but he's not quoting some random rabbi. He's quoting the Be'er Heitev. There's a commentary in the Shulchan Aruch. So you see there's a real seriousness to Kiddush Levana. We don't find that by other mitzvos. Right, there are other mitzvahs that you might not be able to mekayim. If it rains 7 days of Sukkot, I don't think you find the source. It's a klala maybe, but you don't find that there's an aspect to decree a fast, like it's a sad day of mourning because you couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. It's not your fault. Ultimately, it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu whether there's going to be a clear sky or a cloud. So you see that there's a seriousness. Give me 1 second. The Elia Rabba on the top of source 8, top of source 8, the next page, he quotes something, wow, this is not coming from some sefer about a Rebbe. It's the Elia Rabba, which is a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes that there was an incident. If you take a look at the second line, Maisa v'echad shepaga bo akum, there was someone who, a non-Jew, approached him. Belaila v'ratzi l'harga, wanted to kill him. U'bikesh mehem shiyanichenu lasos mitzvah achas kodem oso. He said, please, let me do one mitzvah before you kill me. Again, this is a sefer in halacha, the Eli Rabba, written, I don't know, 1600s, 1700s? V'acharkach yaseos ito ma shalibu chavetz. Afterwards, do whatever you want. Give me one mitzvah. So what's the one mitzvah you would do? V'alavan ha'isa b'chidusha, it was the beginning of the month, v'kidsha b'fneim b'kavana gedola, and he did kiddush levana with tremendous kavana. V'nasalo neis kishadalag v'kafetz gimel pamikim, and a miracle happened that when he jumped up, the Nasoa Ruach, and the wind carried him when he jumped up. The Nitzomehem, and he was saved. Again, this is not a Rebbe. This is the Eli Rabba is quoting this. He goes on to say that a month you do Kiddush Levana, you don't have to worry that you're gonna die afterwards. Now, people do die from the 15th of the month and on, so I don't know exactly what that means. But you don't have to be worried that you're gonna die once you do Kiddush Levana. It's quoted there, Reb Chaim. I know there are a couple of questions. Give me one more minute. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, apparently, Reb Matasyahu Salomon pointed this out, that every Kiddush Levana he would tell the story, and he would be filled with tears when he would tell the story, that he met a Holocaust survivor who asked him, how'd you survive? How'd you not lose your mind? How'd you keep your emuna intact? And he said there was no mitzvah that we were really able to do except for Kiddush Levana. And he said every month we would go out, we would be outside anyways, and we would do Kiddush Levana, and every time we did a Kiddush Levana, we thought about the moon waxing and waning. That's what gave us chizuk to survive the war. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz apparently would say this over every single Kiddush Levana with tears in his eyes. And I bring this up because you don't find this, I don't think, by a lot of other mitzvos. You see something very significant, something very severe, and something very serious about Kiddush Levana. I'm going to try to develop why that is. There are a couple of questions. Mel.
Not a question. I just heard there was a Hasidic Rebbe who was cloudy all the time.
Get in the helicopter.
Helicopter.
Not just, there was a story I saw online I meant to put in the source sheet. There was a Jew, and I actually mentioned this in the Drusha, if someone remembers. Maybe this is a litmus test to see who remembers. There was a Yid in Lakewood who his thing was Kiddush Levana. He went crazy for Kiddush Levana. And there was a month where the whole week was very cloudy. It was the last night to say Kiddush Levana, and there was no Levana. And he was beside himself. He was going to miss Kiddush Levana. So what did he do? He's not a Rebbe. He doesn't have, you know, private planes on it. So he looked on the different weather in different cities, and he booked a ticket to Chicago, which is, 2 hours behind? 1 hour behind? And it was clear in Chicago. And he flew to Chicago. He landed at 11 o'clock PM in Chicago, got off the plane, did Kiddush Levana, stayed over and flew back the next morning. Now, are you mechuyev to do that? You're not mechuyev to do that. But that's what the mitzvah was worth to him, Kiddush Levana. We'll explain why I think Kiddush Levana is, I think, a mitzvah that's worthwhile. I'm not saying we should be doing that. I mean, a shul trip, but... But we'll try to develop. So you have to. We had that issue in shul, which we'll talk about hopefully in the next part, which is that when you can't do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos, and people do it during the week, or those who hold that you should not wait for Motzei Shabbos. I think Izzy Rifkin used to do that. He used to do it even before Motzei Shabbos. You really, when are you supposed to wait? You're not supposed to do it after sunset until it's Tzeis HaKochavim, or at least until it's a little bit dark, because you want to benefit from the moon. You want to be able to benefit from the light a little bit, so until it's a little bit dark. So 10 minutes after Shkia is when they finish Mincha is really too early. That's an issue on after Tisha B'Av, after early Mincha Minyan. That'll be part of part two. Why do we do it on Motzei Shabbos? So it's interesting. It's not entirely clear. Rabbeinu Yonah in Source 10 quotes a Maseches Sofrim. Maseches Sofrim is one of the small Masechtos Ketanos. And in Maseches Sofrim, it says, according to Rabbeinu Yonah's version, about Maseches Sofrim Amru, Mirvarchin al halavana misha tisbasim. You should make a bracha on the Levana, misha tisbasim. What does tisbasim mean?
Perfume.
So what does that mean? So says Rabbeinu Yonah, maybe it means Motzei Shabbos. Because what do you do on Motzei Shabbos? Besamim. Tisbasim was from the Besamim. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, it doesn't make any sense. Because what does Kish Levana have to do with Motzei Shabbos? Why would you do a Motzei Shabbos over Tuesday night? That doesn't make any sense. So he says maybe it means it's from the language of a chuppah, when the moon is a little bit bigger and it looks like a chuppah. Or maybe it means from sweet. Besumi is also sweet, matok. So when the moon has a little bit of light, like a little bit of sweetness, that Rabbeinu Yonah is busy trying to figure out what that means. But the other mefarshim and the girsa that we have is very different. The girsa we have in Source 11 is Ein mevarchin al yireach ela b'motzei Shabbos kishehu mivusam. When you are, what is mivusam? When you smell good, I mean, most people don't smell so good Motzei Shabbos. But Shabbos, you smell better. Now, you don't smell better than you do on Friday night, and we'll get to why you don't do it on Shabbos, but you smell better than you do on a Thursday. I used to, I think, not shower every day. Ubi kelim lam, when you're dressed well, it means when you look good, when you're mivusam, you're dressed in your Shabbos attire. It's interesting. So you have this notion that this one mitzvah, Kiddush Levana, or one bracha, we're particular about how you look or what you're wearing during the bracha or the mitzvah. We don't have that by many other mitzvos or brachos. There are halachas that we're supposed to dress a certain way to daven, right? Kavodik, that we're standing in front of a king. But we don't have that by other brachos. Is there a halacha you should wear Shabbos clothes when you make the bracha on Chanukah candles? No, we make a bracha on that. We make a bracha on Purim. Purim maybe is different. We don't really have that by a lot of brachos. Why is there a halacha? Why do we care what you're wearing for Kiddush Levana? Why do we care? So much so, look at the Shulchan Aruch in Source 14. The Shulchan Aruch in Source 14 says on the second line, Ukishimekachin oso b'chol, when you do Kiddush Levana during the week, sometimes it happens, there's no moon on Motzei Shabbos, or you're a person that does it earlier. Yes, lobos begadim naim. You should get dressed up for Kiddush Levana during the week. It's not about Shabbos, it's about Kiddush Levana. You should wear good clothes. Most of the time you're wearing your best clothes on Motzei Shabbos. But if you're not saying it, you should get dressed up. The Mishnah Berurah says we don't, the minhag is not like that anymore. The minhag is not like that. Aruch HaShulchan says people are in shul. What are they going to do? They're going to go home. They're coming straight from work. You're going to go home, get changed in the winter to come back to say Kiddush Levana. So he says the minhag is not to dress up for Kiddush Levana. But I think you find something fascinating. Why is there a halacha that for Kiddush Levana, one bracha, we don't even call it a mitzvah, it's a bracha. We call it Kiddush, it's not even Kiddush, but Birkas HaLevana, Kiddush HaLevana, why do we care what you're wearing? It's very interesting. Very interesting. There's more than that. There's certain days we don't say Kiddush Levana. When do we not say Kiddush Levana? Certain times of the year. Shabbos, Yom Tov, when else? The 9 days. Before Yom Kippur. Very good. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Source 17. It's on page 5, the middle of page. Ein mekatzin levana koyim Tisha B'Av. We don't do Kiddush Levana before. That means if Tisha B'Av is on a Wednesday, or a Thursday, the Motzei Shabbos before, you should be able to do Kiddush Levana. We don't. We don't. V'lo Kol Yom Kippur. This year, right? This year, Motzei Shabbos was the day before Yom Kippur. We did not do Kiddush Levana. U'b'motzei Yom Kippur Mekatrin Osa, Da'az Shruyin B'Simcha, Motzei Yom Kippur, you're happy. Avalo B'motzei Tishbav. Motzei Tishbav, you don't. Oshar Tainis. So Asar B'Teves, if it's a Motzei Shabbos, we do not do, it can't be Motzei, no, it could be. It could be a Friday. We don't do Kiddush Levana on a Motzei Tainis, after a fast, before Tishbav, before Yom Kippur. Why not? So the Magen Avraham at Source 18 says, before Tishbav, you can't, because you're in Avelos. The 9 days are days of mourning. You can't do Kiddush Levana. Why can't you do Kiddush Levana during times of mourning? Because you have to dance, or you won't dance. Kol Yom Kippur, you can't do Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur. Da'as Shruyim B'Tzar Al Mechilas Avonos. We're full of distress. We're worried. We're in pain because we're worried about the impending Yom Adin. Mi'yichyar Mi'yamos. B'Yom Yom Kippur Yechaseimun. So we can't do Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur. After a fasting also, we were hungry. We haven't eaten. We're not supposed to do it after a fast day, unless you eat. After Yom Kippur is different. We're happy. We achieved Kapara. But you find something also fascinating here, that we can't do Kiddush Levana on a day when you're not happy. And again, why? There's a mitzvah. Hashem says there's a moon. When there's a moon, make a bracha. Do Kiddush Levana, Birchas Levana. Who cares that it's the 9 days? Who cares that it's in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So you're not besimcha. You're sitting in distress and pain. So what? Why again? You find again. Number one, it's Moshe Shabbos. Good clothing. You have to have nice clothing. And even during the week, now we don't do it anymore. But there's an idea of wearing good clothing. And number two, the second thing which I think is fascinating is that we care very much about the mood you're in when you do Kiddush Levana. You can't do it if there's any level of sadness, either because it's a day of Avelis or just because you're very hungry. Interesting. Mayor.
Those, I mean, just the words that you say in Kiddush Levana are all about simcha. I mean, you know, mazel tov, you see shalom lechem, lechem shalom, you see b'shem shni roke, I mean, it's all simcha. So it seems if you're not in the proper mood, the words just don't resonate.
Right, the question is why is that? That's all I'm trying to understand. You're right. That's because of what we're going to say is why we have those psukim, right? Good. There's something else very interesting. If you turn the page to page 6, there's an interesting halacha, which I think some people don't know. The top of page 6, source 21, the Rama writes, Ein mekatzin levana tachas agag. You can't do Kiddush Levana under a roof. You can't do it from inside. Some people, they walk out of the shul. A huge pet peeve of mine in general is that when you walk outside of the shul for Kiddush Levana, don't stand right by the door because there are another 100 people who also want to go out and people can't leave. But there's a halachic issue besides Derech Eretz Kadmon LaTorah. But besides that issue, there's another issue, which is that if right when you walk out of the shul, there's that, the awning. And you can't do Kiddush Levana under an awning. Why not? Why not? So the Magen Avraham says, V'lo noda etzleinu tam haminog. I don't understand. I don't know. U'maharil, he quotes the Maharil, Kasav Atam, Shlo Yahil Alav Shun Tuma. There's something called Tumas Ohel. Tumas Ohel means that if you're, we spend months discussing this, but on a very simple level, if you have anything that's Tameh under a roof, that Tumah spreads under the entire area. Which is the issue with Kohanim and going to hospitals because there's a dead body, even if it's in another part of the hospital, the Tumah spreads throughout. The conversation for really another time. But says the Magen Avraham, we're worried about Tumas Ohel. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, why do we care about Tumas Ohel? Every mitzvah, never do a mitzvah indoors. We don't find that we're particular. We care about a concern about Tumas Ohel by any mitzvah. And if you're really worried about Tumas Ohel, then no one should be ever to go anywhere. We're worried about Tumah, we're not worried about Tumah. We're not generally worried about Tumah. So why all of a sudden are we worried about this impurity? And we're going to offer a suggestion. Second to last thing before we build an idea. The Rama says we should dance. We dance by Kiddush Levana. Why don't we dance? Not the Ramah's talking about dancing three times. Kashem Shani Rokei Kenedech. There is a minhag which we have in our shul now. Many people do it after Kiddush Shavana. We dance. We sing Tovim Oros. The poskim talk about this. Rav Sternberg in Source 25 says the minhag is to dance. We're very careful about this. Don't be too cool and think you're too great. Now, that's what he says. Don't think you're too good not to dance. We should dance. Now, not everyone had that minhag, but minhag, a lot of people dance. Why do we dance? So much so is this dancing a real thing that the halacha is we don't do Kiddush Shavana on Shabbos or Yontif unless it's the last opportunity. Why don't we do Kiddush Shavana on Shabbos or Yontif? Let's say Shavuos is on a Motzei Shabbos. Right, 3-day Yontif. Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. Why don't we do Kiddush Shavana on that Motzei Shabbos? You're dressed good? Oh, well, we're going to mention that very end of this year. The Shaar HaTzion, who's the Mishnah Berurah, he says, because you have to dance. And you're now a dancer, Shabbos and Yontif. So this dancing thing is not like a fake thing. It's so much so, that's going to explain why we don't dance, why we don't do Kiddush Levana on a Motzei Shabbos, because you have to dance on a Motzei Yontif, on a Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, which is a Yontif. You can't dance, and you have to dance. You know, I'll dance on Shabbos. We just dance on Simchas Torah. So he says that, because you can't push off Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is Simchas Torah. But here, you don't have to do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos. So dancing is a real thing. Why do we dance for this mitzvah?
No, the reason is because you can't dance.
That's one of the reasons. There are other reasons. Some say it's a bakasha. We don't do a bakasha on Shabbos. But the Shaar HaTzion, which is the Mishnah Berurah, his footnotes to the Mishnah Berurah, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Source 28, I'll read it inside. He says, Al pi pshuto yesh lomar. There are other explanations which we'll get to. Al pi pshuto yesh lomar mishum de'osin es ha-mitzvah besimcha. The ragil level of the rikudin, it leads to dancing. The Ramah says you dance. It's Shabbos Shabbos. You all dance on Shabbos. Now, what we do after the Karbach minyan, let's say, that's not really cold dancing. That's not dancing. That's an arm on shoulder and moving it around in a circle. That's not cold dancing. It's not dancing. That's what do they call it? The yeshiva shuffle. I don't know. That's not dancing. Dancing is Simchas Torah was dancing. So what you also see is that the dancing that we're talking about is enough of a dancing that it's forbidden on Shabbos. Right? The after rikudin shel mitzvah, tiru come up with Simchas Torah. We allow you to dance for mitzvah. Weddings. Weddings used to traditionally be Friday afternoons in Europe. Friday afternoons before Europe, but Friday afternoons, they'd have the chuppah, and that would lead into Shabbos. And the reason they did that was because you save money on the meal. You have your Friday night meal doubled as the meal for the wedding. So you're allowed to dance for a mitzvah. He says, "Shiny hasam df shalurchos hayom." You can't push off Simchas Torah. Some people want to. You can't. Mash enkin acha df shalasim mitzvah mikolim haShabbos. A little close to Achar Shabbos. Do it before, do it after. So, says the Shaar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah, you can't do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos or Yontif, you can't dance. So, you see that dancing is a real bona fide halachic thing, and the question is why. So, again, there's a lot of different halachas that all point to there being something much bigger here than just a regular bracha on the moon, which we don't even understand in the first place. There's obviously something more. We don't do it under a roof, we dance. We have to be in a state of simcha. We can't be in any form of tzar or avelus. We have to look good and wear nice clothing. It's not just because Motzei Shabbos we're wearing nice clothing. We do it on Motzei Shabbos so that we're wearing nice clothing and maybe even put clothing on during the week. Though that's not the minhag today. You see that's something much bigger. What's this all about? So I'd like to explain as follows. There's not a lot in the Gemara on Kiddush Levana. In all of Shas, there's one section in the fifth paragraph of Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Aleph on the days to Mem Beis on Aleph. You have it here in Source 31. It's not a lot, but in that short section, there's two lines which are very important. The Gemara starts off with when to say Kiddush Levana. And if you take a look on 31, it's underlined. It's the fifth line here, page 7, Source 31. Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Acha said the name of Rabbi Asi, who said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol hamivarech al hachodesh bizmano. Anyone who makes a bracha on the new moon in the right time, Ki'ilu mikabel pnei hashchina. It's as if they're greeting the Shechina. How do we know this? Ksiv hacha, it says over here, hachodesh hazeh, hachodesh alachem rosh chadashim, the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael got as a nation. Uksiv hasam, and it says over there, when the Jews were leaving Mitzrayim, their kriyas yamsuf, zeh, the same word, zeh keli vanveyah, this is my God. So, zeh keli vanveyah is when they saw God, they greeted the Shechina, they saw the Shechina, the same zeh is by hachodesh alachem. It teaches us that anyone who makes the bracha on the moon, it's as if they are being mekabel the Shechina. And says Rabbi Yishmael, Ilmali zachli Yisrael alahakbil pnei avim shemashmayim kol chodesh v'chodesh dayam. If the only mitzvah Klal Yisrael had was to be mekabel pnei avim, to accept their father, to greet their father, to see their father at Kadosh Baruch Hu every month dayam, it would be enough. We would not need any other mitzvah in the Torah if we just had the mitzvah of Birchas HaChodesh. Kiddush Levana, Kiddush HaChodesh, the bracha on the new moon is a Kabbalas Pnei HaShechina. It's accepting, it's greeting the Shechina itself. What does that mean? So there is a lot of deep Kabbalistic Torah, which I'm not going to get into, mostly because I don't understand. But there's a lot with the sun and the moon and that famous chazal with what happened with the sun and moon, Mor HaGadol, Mor HaKatan. There's Adam and Chaz. There's a lot there. I'm going to try to explain Alpi Pshat based on just that which I can understand. What does it mean that it's Mekabel Pnei Shechina? The Yad Ramah, one of the great Rishonim, just says Pshutahu, it's Pashat. It's obvious what this means. What does that mean? So if you turn the page over, you see some very beautiful commentary on the moon. Let's start with 35 for time. Rabbeinu Yonah on Brachos. He points out HaKadosh Baruch Hu Afal pi she'enu nira le'ayin. We can't see God. We have to believe there is a God. That's emunah. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the world, who bore Yomanig and continues to run the world. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's very challenging for a lot of us, that we can't see God. We talk to Him, but we don't hear Him talk back to us, or some of us don't. Afal pi she'enu nira le'ayin, even though He's not seen, He's not visible, nirahu al-yidei gvurosav v'niflosav. We can see, we can encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu through seeing His greatness and His wonders. And the moon is one such example. The moon just happened? I mean, if I would say if there's an atheist in the room, stand up and explain. I'm not going to do that. We can talk later. How do you explain that? It just happens. It's just there, and it happens to get smaller and bigger. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu who created the world, and it's one of the most incredible aspects of creation. We're going to see the wonders of the world. You have a moon up there. It's niflos habore. It's you know, we don't need to go. I'm not saying we shouldn't go to the Grand Canyons in Hawaii for Marabu Masach Hashem, but we can just go outside after shul and look up to the moon. You see the gvuros v'niflos, and take a look at the last line. He says gam kein bekar aydei mashem mechadesh achadoshim. That which a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the new month and the moon gets bigger and smaller, whom is Gala Libnei Adam. He's revealing Himself to people. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, hey, look at me. What's going on? Come look at me. V'hu kilu makpilin panav. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu revealing His face to us. So when we go and make that bracha, we're being mekabel pnei Shechina. We're going to encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dar HaShulchan in Source 36 says very beautifully also in the fourth line, Hatam Ashmevarchin Alavana Yosem Yalkoa Kochavim. Why in the moon? Why not the stars? Stars are significantly bigger than the moon. The moon is Kitana Kimat Mikoa Kochavim. It's smaller than just about all the stars. Zulas Kochav. Anyone know what he means by that? Except for Kochav. The moon is. There's one star that the moon is bigger than, which is the white dwarf star. Anyone know what that is? Yeah? That one is is as big as, is as small as the moon. But besides that, the moon is significantly smaller. So why the moon? He says, "Mivneishi krov al aretz yosem mikol kochavim." It's much closer. Shein rechokim in aretz rak barach mem gimel elef parsa, 43,000 parsa. Uba nireis lanu bechush. We could see bechush. Gedulaso shel hakadosh baruch hu b'chol laila v'laila. We see the greatness of God every single night. Mehilucha hamurgash v'kifas haaretz. How it goes and surrounds the land, b'chol chodesh, every single month, and up and down, and bigger and smaller, when we call elo atam, and kibul Yisrael mitzvah zu b'simcha. To see the moon, and to see how it goes, and the Maharsha explains it's more than that. It's that us, we can renew ourselves if we're not doing well, we can look at the moon for inspiration, but it's this idea that we could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Rambam says, how do you get to a sense of Avas Hashem? How do you get to love God? We have a mitzvah to love God. How do you love God? We look at the world. Look at our bodies. Look at the creations, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. When we really think about that in a significant way, it's impossible not to be filled with emunah, and that's greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I remember very vividly when we had our first child, when Elisheva was born, and the nurse comes and hands me the baby, and I was overcome with emotion, and I'm holding my child, and I'm thinking this unbelievable. This just grew inside of a person. And I said to the nurse, how is it possible that people don't believe in God? How is it possible? Look what just happened. 9 months ago, there was nothing there. I'm holding a real baby with eyes and ears, and I was like crying. I'm like, how do people not believe in God? And she looked at me, and she said, and I parted my language, said, Dad, just shut up and hold the baby. She didn't want to. I think Ben Roethlisberger years ago, the former quarterback of the Steelers, said the same thing. When he had his first child, he said the same thing. He was filled with belief in God for the first time. I guess I don't know, I was mechaving to him. He was mechaving to me. But and the moon is the same thing. I mean, it's different. We don't touch it. Most of us, unless we blessed to go up to the moon, maybe they'll start tours soon up to the moon. But you see niflos habore. You see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and that moon and how it moves and changes, it's unbelievable. It's God revealing Himself to us. That's like you're being mekabel pnei Hashchina. And if that's true, everything we explained, everything we learned, all those halachas are explained very easily, and the Levush does that. And we'll end with this Levush in Source 39. He writes the words Kabbalas Hashchina around 6 or 7 times in this one paragraph. He says, we dance. Why do we dance? Kevan shehu ki kabbalas hashchina. I mean, if you have a chance to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going out and we're being mekabel pnei hashchina. We're seeing God. God's saying hello. You're not going to dance? That's why we dance. He says, v'acharkach yomar, I'm on 39, the end of the first line. V'acharkach yomar gamkein simen tov u'mazel tov lanu l'chol Yisrael shalom alecha. Why do we do that? V'nostim shalom zelazesh shalosha pamim imim shnayim or harbe, 2 people, a lot of people, 3 times shalom alecha mishum simcha shekivu pnei hashchina. There are other reasons also, but you just makal pnei hashchina. You're happy. What are you doing? You're happy. You say hello to each other. What's going on? It's the high five after the Super Bowl. That's what it is. We just makal pnei hashchina. We say shalom aleichem. V'yelech lebeiso b'lev tov. You should go home happy. Happy because you have a good cup of coffee, take a shower, go, you know, turn the TV on. No. Yelech lebeiso b'lev tov ki'ilu kibol pnei hashchina. How can you not be happy when you go home? You do some makal pnei hashchina. He says, if that's true, it makes sense why we do that Motzei Shabbos. You're dressed well. A regular mitzvah is not Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. It's important. But here, you're going to the Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Put a suit on or put on nice clothing. You're being Mekabel Pnei. And on. You shouldn't be under a roof. He says if a king comes or a dignitary comes, you're not saying hello to him from inside. You're going outside of your house. Not just one step under the doorway, under the one. You're going out into the street and you're welcoming the king. So we're going to Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. You shouldn't do it from your living room. You shouldn't do it from the window. You shouldn't do it from under the awning. And then he says, why can't you do it on Shabbos? And I remember who said this. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. That was Barry? Larry. Barry. What? Kabbalah, yeah, right. Kabbalah, it's in Marvin, in Marvin Simcha, in Marvin Simcha Simcha. It's such a time of Simcha, we don't get married on Yom Tov because in Marvin Simcha Simcha, the same thing over here. And many of the Mefarshim take this idea and apply it to different of the things we talked about. The Levush puts them all together. And that's something very beautiful. When preparing this, I prepared part of this a little while ago. The Kiddush Levana was different. Now we still have to understand what the words mean, which we'll hopefully get to next time, and some of the different psukim that we say, and why three times. There's more to discuss to deepen our understanding. But it's a way to recognize to glorify and to celebrate our emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we don't usually get to do in a organized, formal, prescribed way. We all should work on our emunah and look at our bodies and how they work and the world. And there are plenty of niflos habore, things we could look at. Certainly those in the medical field encounter this all the time. And every opportunity, say, Asher Yatzar is like that also. But here, in a very formal, public way, we have an opportunity to be mekabel p'nei hashchina, and that is something that is incredible. So this Moshe Shabbos hopefully will be mivusam, will smell good, and will look good, and we'll be able to dance together and mekabel p'nei hashchina in a very beautiful way. Thank you. I will